The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started. What's up, Girls Night gang, and welcome to a brand new episode of Girls Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I will be riding solo, so you guys get to have me all to yourself. I don't know if that's your worst nightmare or a dream come true. But either way, I'll let you guys decide at the end of the episode. So today we are going to talk about all the stories that I received from the Girls Night listeners about their first date horror stories and first date success stories. And before we get into that, I really want to give a major shout out to all the Girls Night listeners who have been taking their time out of the day and interacting with me and sharing their stories for the podcast. And leaving me reviews on Apple Podcasts. Like, when I get a review on Apple Podcasts, I feel, I don't know if it's embarrassing for my life and soul how good it makes me feel, but when I tell you, I was in the Trader Joe's parking lot in my car, creepily smiling at my phone because I was reading a review for a solid probably 25 minutes. Yeah, it was, I don't know, you guys. Keep them coming because you really make my day. I got out of the car at Trader Joe's. I was smiling. I think I was skipping. I don't even skip. Who even skips? Like, if you saw me coming out of my car at Trader Joe's and skipping out of the car, you would probably think I was a meth head. But no, it was just because I got a nice review from one of the Girls Night listeners. So shout out to you guys. And please, if you haven't yet, leave me a review and share the podcast, share the love. Let's get it going, okay? But before we get into anything, I wanted to ask if anybody else is really feeling 2023 because I don't know. This past week, the amount of signs that I've received from the universe that was like, yeah, bitch, get out of here. So how is everybody feeling in 2023? You guys liking it? How are you feeling? How is everybody doing? Because I was really feeling myself the first 2 weeks. I was really thinking that it was my year this year. I mean, I still have 11 months to go, but when I tell you this past week, God was really testing me. I felt as if I was in quicksand and I just kept trying to crawl out. I felt like I was in quicksand and I had no arms and I was trying to climb on the top, like to get a, I don't know. I have been drowning and I don't know what I did to deserve this. I've been so happy. I've been giving back. I was like skipping in Trader Joe's, tipping people all from a podcast review. And I had to go to urgent care on Tuesday because I tore a fucking muscle underneath my breast implant. I have been in the worst pain. I want to rip my implant off and I can't even get to it to like massage or anything. And all the doctor said was to rest. I'm like, bitch, do you know me? I need to be sedated to rest. So what do we do here? I need to live my life. What's happening? It just like, yeah, you're going to rest. Like, who? Who has a voodoo doll of me and is stabbing me everywhere? Because I really need to know. I didn't do anything to deserve this. And I'm a gym rat. I love working out. I haven't been working out. So therefore I am a psychopath. And I don't know if you listened to Mad Dogs and I last podcast, but we were talking about how my butt was looking good and I was really excited about it. And when I tell you it's no longer there, I don't know where it went, but if anybody finds my ass, please let me know. I'll come pick it up. I was walking recently and I saw there was like this man that was checking me out and I was like, oh my God, like so excited because nobody hits on me anymore. And he turns around. He also looked like George Lopez. So I don't know what I was thinking that this was exciting, but he turns around to check me out. And I was like, yeah, I still got it. And when I tell you, I saw his face in the reflection of the mirror and he made this face like he looked at my butt and like was like, yikes. Like, I saw his face. Like, he was like he turns around to check me out and he was like disappointed what he saw. Like, fuck you, bro. But like, okay. Like, yeah, I've seen better days. And I'm also, I really didn't want to bring this type of energy on the podcast because I want to keep it fun. I want to keep it light. But you know what? Life is fucking hard, man. I really feel like I have it good. So I don't want to be annoying and complain, but I am a walking wet mop right now. I think I'm just very fragile right now because why would I ever let a man who looks like George Lopez affect me by turning around and saying yikes to my beautiful pancake ass? Like, what is wrong with me? And also, I had a photo shoot last week for Hoop Nation by Alexis. Shout out to the best hoops ever. And I was changing in my car, and the entire time there was a man in like a truck so he could see over me, just staring at me while I was changing. I didn't know until my assistant, Sydney, came and was like, Alexis, put your clothes on. I was like, it's his. So he witnessed my entire change session. I don't know why I was changing in a car, but you know what? I am a girl on the go. Sometimes I got to get naked in my vehicle. And you know what? I want to be able to do that without a trucker man next to me staring at me, probably judging me too. So it really is just my chest. I don't mind these men looking at me, but you know, I've just had some awkward scenarios lately and it's just my life. Speaking of awkward scenarios, right before I started recording this podcast, I walked past the bathroom and downstairs in my house, and my roommate, aka my boyfriend, was like on the toilet with the door wide open on his phone, like I didn't exist. Like, I could fucking see you and your nasty ass Slim Jim legs bent over. And it was just so funny because I'm like, dude, like, is this where we're at in our relationship where you could just poop with the door wide open and not even like flinch when I walk by? Like, this is where we're at, because I never want to see that again. Boys on the toilet are the funniest thing to me. Like, they're just so vulnerable. I was like, Tyler, what are you doing? I'm like, can you close the door? And it smells like what? And he like completely ignored me. Like, the door was an invisible door and it was shut to him. Like, he didn't witness a door being open. He just went along with his business. But I'm like, Tyler, you look so vulnerable right now. He looked at me dead in the eye and said, what does vulnerable mean? I was like, I don't know what I did wrong, because I am dating a man that has the same IQ as a fifth grader. But you know what? I don't know shit about fuck, so what am I talking about? After walking past Tyler in that vulnerable position, I really came to the conclusion that I think when we get a house together in the near future, I want my own room. I think I need it. I think it's best for everybody involved. And honestly, I deserve it because I just do. Okay. I don't know why I'm even being a bitch about Tyler just using the restroom when I literally rip ass in front of him 24/7. I don't care at all. I look like a homeless person 24/7. Like, sometimes I look in the mirror, like right now, I am not looking too good. I am not looking too good. I don't know what happened to me. I mean, I'll bounce back. I'll bounce back, right? I'm not going to be mean to Tyler anymore because I just looked at myself in the mirror and I don't know who in the world would want to have sex with me. I look like, let's just say I've seen better days. I don't blame anybody but myself for getting to this point, but I really think all this hecticness and overwhelming feeling stemmed from when I went to Jersey for the holidays and my bag got stolen in Newark Airport. Like, with all my credit cards, my license, my Vyvanse prescription, which is $300 a month. So I was pissed. I had everything in there. Thank God I had my passport. But yeah, the Newark Airport stole Tyler's bag, my bag. It has been a mess everywhere. So I think that's where it stemmed from. And then it just kept the energy that like erratic. It was erratic. Is erratic the right word? Oh my God. This is karma in the flesh. I'm making fun of Tyler for not knowing what vulnerable means. When I think I just said erect. Erect? No, erect. Erect is a pe- Oh my God. Erratic. Holidays in New Jersey are always so much fun. And this year was just a lot more chaotic than usual. They were a lot more erect. The holidays were a lot more erect as usual. I don't know why that is. Maybe because I have 11 nieces and nephews. 11, all under 5 years old. So it was, we basically can start like a football team or I think we can have two teams at this point. And then my sister just gave birth a week ago. They keep coming. I'm like, Tyler, I don't even think we need to have kids because we can, if we want one, we could just go steal one of my sisters. Well, not all of them. There's like one of my nieces, I think, has the same disability as the girl from the Orphan movie. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, there is this movie called Orphan, and this girl was like a child, but she looked like a child, but she really was an adult, and she was a psychopath killer. So yeah, that's what I'm referring to when I'm talking about my four-year-old niece, because I'm scared of her. I don't know. I don't really trust her. She gives me these death stares and she doesn't speak. So she has these big black eyes and she just stares. And yeah, she freaks me out. So yeah, if I don't want to have a kid, I'll take any of my nieces and nephews except for the orphan one. I'm just going to blame Tracy Waters for all my problems, because after I left New Jersey visiting my mother, nothing has been the same. I have been on edge. I have been overwhelmed. I've been injured. I gained a solid 15 pounds. So honestly, I can just go, I only can go up from here. But if you guys are feeling down, if you're feeling sad, just know you are not alone. I'm not even sad. I just feel like I'm like, merp. Like I'm not myself. I hate when I'm like this too, because I feel like when I am consistent and happy and fun, I'm just like, I can take over the world, I feel like. And right now, I don't know who I am, what's going on. I looked at myself in the mirror. I have a unibrow. I feel like I haven't showered in, it looks like I haven't showered in months, but I did. Speaking of showering, I want to give a shout out to all the companies and brands and Girls Night listeners who have been affected by my shower experience story. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I had Emily Bracey on the podcast a couple weeks ago. So make sure to go check it out. But she was on the podcast and we were discussing like how we bathe ourselves. And she told me that if you don't use a loofah, you're not even showering. And I freaked out. Like my heart sank into my vagina. So here's a PSA. I am now showering properly, I guess, using a loofah. I don't know if I'm on board with the loofah gang life yet. I'll keep you guys posted. I still like to receive free things. So if you want to send me a loofah, keep them coming. But yeah, make sure to go check out that episode too. Emily Bracey's amazing. She actually just started her own podcast at Ho Gives No Fucks on Instagram. You probably follow her. She has like 5 million followers. So yeah, go check her out and make sure to check out that episode and let me know what you think a good shower experience is like, because I feel like if I use my hands, I'm okay. And I think that's what I'm gonna continue to do, because when I look at the loofah in the shower, like in the corner, it just reminds me of like an old saggy ball sack. So I don't know, maybe it'll grow on me, but I got other problems right now. Okay, who is ready for some first date success stories and first date horror stories? Because I know I am. First dates are so nerve-wracking. I remember my first date with Tyler Fernandez, aka my boyfriend, and I think I drank an entire bottle of wine right before I went on the date. So I was like basically wasted. And all I remember is us like holding hands the entire time we were making out. I mean, now looking back, it was because I was wasted. But I was holding his hand. He was asking, he didn't know how to use chopsticks like when we were eating sushi. And I thought it was so cute. And we made out the entire night. And I remember he kept losing his wallet. And I thought it was, oh my God, I sound like I'm in love. I was like, oh my God, he did this. He was so cute. He did this. Like, now I'm looking at him while he's on the toilet. Like, weird how things just, you know, evolve. And then 6 years later, I'm yelling at him because he doesn't know how to use the word. He doesn't know what the word vulnerable means when, like, he basically the first night showed me who he really was. He didn't know how to use chopsticks. He kept losing his wallet. He told me that he was Mexican and white. And I was like, okay, white is not a nationality. What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm white. I'm like, no. Oh my God. So yeah, I should have known then what I know now. And I may have got it in the first night, but who knows? I don't know. I mean, I believe in if you want to ride it, try it the first time. I don't have time to waste. Like, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. So I want to hear your thoughts on that, actually. Let me know, Girls Night Gang, if you guys think getting it in the first night is appropriate to you or not. I mean, I did it, so, and look how great I turned out. Hey, and he's still here. He's still here. But yeah, I want to hear from you guys. That's actually a good topic. Okay, let's go to some of the Girls Night listeners. Oh, whoa. She blew me under the table at Ruth Chris. I don't know what Ruth Chris is, but never going there. He led me on that we're going to a fancy place. Buffalo Wild Wings is where he took me. Dude, I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, it's fancy for some people, so I'll give him that. This guy sat and talked about himself the entire 2 hours. I couldn't take it anymore, and I paid for dinner and left. I think that is the biggest pet peeve when you're on a date with a guy and they only talk about themselves. Like, I think I've gone on like 2 dates with guys like that, and you're just like, how is this guy still talking? I remember one guy would always show me pictures of his car. I think I was there for like 6 hours and I was drinking, so I didn't drive and I had to stay there. And I was like, I don't care what your car looks like. I want you to run me over with it right now because I can't stay here. Like, I'd rather you run me over with your car that you keep showing me. Like, he would post pictures of Instagram of his car and I was mortified. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. So I feel for you, girl. That is the worst when they just only talk about themselves and they never ask you one question and you just have to like pretend that you enjoy what they're saying, but you're like, I want to stab myself in the eye. The man asked me if farmer's insurance was for farmers. Well, this is awkward because what is it for? Who is it for if it's not for farmers? Okay, Alexis, keep it moving. Ran into like 3 of my exes, even though I was an hour from home. So she was on a first date and she ran into 3 of her exes. Awkward. Okay, this is another one. He brought his gym bag with him to date and showed me all his supplements. Oh my God, this is one of my friends from Jersey. I know it. Orders Long Island iced teas to drink and asked if there was any sugar in them. Oh, madone. Okay, next up we have, I met up with a Tinder date at a bar. Dude asked my friends if it was okay if he was able to give me water, then got mad because he said, what if I were drugging her? He didn't drug me and we left him at the bar, as you should. Tinder scares me. I don't know. I don't want to put that negative energy out there, but I've never really heard about a success Tinder date. So if anybody has one, send them my way. Oh my God. This girl said, I had a huge booger hanging out of my nose the entire time and the guy didn't tell me and I was really trying to be flirty and he was awkward and the whole time he left, I was hoping for like a kiss or an invite to hang out after dinner. All he did was hug me and goes, by the way, you have a booger, and left. Oh my God, that is amazing and epic. And maybe a lesson learned, like bring a tissue next time. Okay, this one says, first date, so I teach dance at a local studio and the one girl wanted to set me up with her brother. So I said yes, because I was very single. We went mini golfing and to a local bar walkable distance from golf, and it was a lot of fun. At the bar, we were sitting right next to each other, so shoulders were touching. He mentioned he had a cat, and I said, "Oh, let me see a pic." He opens his camera roll on his phone, and up pops a video of myself I had to put on YouTube for a scholarship video about 7 years ago. If he wanted to show pictures of me to his friends, just screenshot my Insta pics. But no, he either Googled or YouTube searched me and saved my cringe scholarship video from high school. Oh my God, if you're gonna be a creep, at least clean up the evidence. Okay, I feel like we only have horror stories. I think there's only one success first date story. She went on a date from a dating app, first date ever on the dating app, and now they are engaged. That is really, really, so all my single girls out there, keep on dating. I know it's hard, I know it's annoying, but I have faith in you and I have faith that you will find love. So never give up. Okay, last but not least, after they went on their first date, I found out he was gay. Okay, so maybe you were the only one that thought it was a date. Wow. I need more answers. So please DM me if you're listening. Well, Girls Night Gang, thank you guys so much for sending me your stories, sharing your stories with me, sharing your lives with me. I love you guys so much. Please continue to leave me reviews. Share and listen to the podcast. I really, really am so appreciative of every single one of you. And I will see you guys next week. Love you. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all new episode of Girls Night every Monday. And make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind the scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Hoop Nation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.